Welcome back to Bored at Work.
43.
Holla.
This is Brian, Jordan, and Haley Productions.
What's up?
And we're back from a little hiatus.
Spitting hot fire.
Welcome back, Haley.
Out my butt. Hey, thanks.
You weren't here for the last one.
I wasn't.
We weeped in your honor.
That's right.
From our penises.
I didn't mean it. Nah, dude.
Jordan, what can we tell the people about?
Well, let's start out with a little intro. Let's remind people about the Bored at Work feedback, bawfeedback@gmail.com, Bored at Work Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, Noid, Fire, Stitcher. Stitcher cup, Stitchers. Flames emojis for you.
You know, Instagram's my new bae right now.
Hashtag lit.
That's right.
I love that. A couple episodes ago, you were like, Facebook. That's where it's at these days, right?
I just posted something and I copied you on it. I tagged you. People can follow you now.
Ooh.
They're not going to follow you.
On Insta.
They might.
Hashtag lit.
I only have 90 followers right now.
Pussy.
Well, let's go through the rundown.
Next to you.
We have the recommendations. We're going to do facts, a couple facts I found, and then some news. Sorry, coach. No quiz tonight.
No quiz for the coach.
No quiz, coach.
Maybe next time.
Ron.
But anyway.
Still love you, though.
Forever in our hearts.
We'll only do a quiz if you...
Clear eyes.
If we can... Clear eyes, clean... No.
Can't lose.
What, something hearts?
Yeah. I haven't seen the episodes in so long. But Mrs. Bookmark. Coach in that? Connie Britton?
Yeah, she's fire.
Total babe.
Mrs. Coach.
Yes.
Coach.
Dude.
Okay.
Lead act.
I'm not, yeah, sure.
You ever seen Nashville, son? Did you
seen previews for it. The girls in it are good.
What's her face?
That Hayden Panettiere chick is cool. She's married to that boxer, dude.
From Remember the Titans?
Clint Bam?
No.
She
was in it.
She was in it.
She was the daughter.
Oh, shit, the little one.
You're goddamn right.
Who is the high
Don't
school?
You tell me no.
Who was the one that was with Bertier? R.I.P.
All right, let's go with some recommendations.
Obviously, Remember the Titans.
Obvious.
You white, you Ben Affleck. Role Models is such a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're not supposed to butt-fuck these children. What? Have you guys not seen Role Models?
Oh, I thought you said Rwanda.
No.
What? Hotel Rwanda.
No.
It's almost as bad as when you laughed at the Nazi Jewish movie.
Oh my
Schindler's
God!
List. If you're gonna insult me, you have to know the name of it.
That's the one.
Yeah, you're pretty quick to the name, weren't you?
Oh it's on.
Killing him.
You killed him, Silky.
I overtaped him.
Haley, what recommendations do you have?
Well, since we were kind of talking about Kyle Chandler, I watched the new season of Bloodline, which is on Netflix. So it's like season 3 of the story of Bloodline.
Okay.
What's the story about again?
So Bloodline is basically, they live in Florida. They own...
They live like by the Keys or like in the Keys.
Okay.
Their family owns a very nice resort hotel beachfront property. And
where
it's
they have like activities.
Okay.
It's basically the storyline is...
So it's like HGTV, beachfront bargains. Okay.
The storyline is
way more redneck.
Just about like their really fucked up family and all their dynamic and like how all this like beef and issues like come up.
It's like nice people had to do a bad thing type thing. Because the brother is Ben Mendelsohn, who is an awesome actor.
Yeah.
And I've heard the show itself is awesome.
It is really good.
The first season was awesome. I have not seen the second season, though.
It's the third one now.
I know, but I haven't even seen the second
one.
You
should definitely watch it.
Really?
I didn't stop watching it. Because you know it's just going to continue to get kind of fucked up.
Like way more fucked up.
And it's good, though. It is really good.
All right.
It's just sad, but it's like intense at the same time.
Very intense.
So I watched Bloodline season 3. I finished Justified. I don't know if I
had long last.
So hot.
I don't know how long ago it was, or I talked about that.
Yeah, I think you talked about
it.
Like
kind of blended Oliphant. Together.
Like a month and a half ago.
And then
2.5 months ago.
Whatever.
And 6 months ago.
Shut up.
It took her a while, okay? She was watching Bloodline
season 3, okay?
You guys are the fucking worst.
Okay.
I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy in the movie theaters.
How'd you like that?
I really liked it a lot.
I've heard the Baby Groot is adorable.
Baby Groot's my favorite. And it's funny though, because like
in the
end scenes, they always have like extra scenes that they show. And so they actually showed, it was basically the focus was on Groot and it was him growing up. So
like a little teenager.
They showed him in like his teen years. And
I like the intro to that movie.
Yeah, me too.
With Baby Groot just like running around.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is good. And again, those soundtracks are a fucking they're amazing.
Spit hot fire.
I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out on HBO at some point. Because that's where I usually watch those movies now.
Really?
Yeah. Or Netflix.
You don't have the Kodi app?
I don't have that.
What's the Kodi app?
It lets you like steal or stream shit basically from like a bunch of different sources so you can get literally everything.
That sounds awesome.
I don't trust it.
Do you have a Fire Stick?
I do not.
Oh.
Does that, is that a UTI or what?
Yeah, it is.
Fire Stick?
Well, that's a good thing.
What are you fucking with
over
here?
Sounds painful. Other than that, I like. Anyway, I watched Frequency again recently because I do like that movie. I don't know why I like it as much as I
Frequency do. Frequency is the time travel through the radio.
Yeah, okay. It's Dennis Quaid and Jim Caviezel.
It's so funny that you say that because one of my recommendations is Frequency. Is a similar. No, it's a similar time travel, but through a mailbox lake house vehicle for no. Keanu Reeves.
No,
hell yeah.
No. So great movie. It.
Sandra Bullock is horrible in it.
It's oh, like that what you watched last night?
She was just having... Yeah, dude, it was on.
I also rewatched
It
the
was
Net.
On the Pop channel.
The Net.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude, The Net's amazing.
I rewatched that.
The so internet been, is like past dial-up. Like
MS-DOS.
It's been, amazing.
I've been rewatching like all these old movies that I used to love back in the day, and that's basically what I've been doing. Sandy so I watched Bullock. The Net.
Drop Dead
She's
Fred.
Super attractive. I love that movie.
We know.
We all know.
Yeah, she does.
And yeah, Frequency, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Solid. Cup.
I love it. I love it.
What recommendations you got?
Okay. There's a Netflix show with Miss Jane Fonda
Ooh.
And Lily Tomlin.
God damn
Frankie?
It.
Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
The show is really funny.
So have you seen him make the vibrators or whatever now?
I've seen all of it.
Ooh, what?
And it is really funny.
My friend Jessica.
I love it.
Is it's it like great. Fast Five funny?
Dude. Come on.
Jesse Spano.
Don't desecrate on the grave, right?
Jesse Spano at work told me I need to see this.
Yes.
She was saying it was really funny, and she thought it was hilarious that the gay husband is Martin Sheen.
Yes, Martin Sheen.
The president.
And Sam Waterston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of, I was going to say CSI.
Of Sam Waterston fame.
Law and Order fame. Both SVU and regular.
So,
rape.
Frank and Grace, what was it?
It's Grace and Grace Frankie. And Frankie. Respect.
So okay. Basically, they're two, their husbands are
everyone's in their
partners.
70s.
Yeah, I know. My parents are into it because they're in their close
Everybody's
70s.
Into it.
I'm just wondering why you're...
That's ageism.
Yeah, sure.
So Ethan Embry is
I
one of the
him.
Sons. He is so funny. And then the brother is really good, too.
I think he had a bad drug habit that he just kicked recently.
Like the actual person?
Yeah, Ethan Embry.
Don't
like,
ruin
oh,
this for
can't
me.
Hardly wait.
He plays that in, like, that's the character he plays in the show. Like, he was a teacher that tried to score a dime bag off of, like, one of his students.
I think he Typecast. Actually,
oh, that's
like,
real.
I think actually in life he had a very wow. severe drug problem. Because he was off the grid for a very long time. And I think
so
he's
Grace
making
and
a comeback.
Grace and Frankie's is a positive show. This man is going through rehab.
Well,
there's only one episode. It's like a, it's like, it's one that tells the story like 5 years back. And so he's kind of like, you can tell he's on coke. It's a little too real for a moment. I knew you were going to do that. I keep seeing your hand over there.
Go to sleep.
So I would recommend Grace and Frankie.
What else?
And then I would also recommend
The Lake House.
On Netflix. Yes, obviously.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Although the timing in that movie is extremely confusing. I feel like I needed a whiteboard
because it's
and
super,
a marker to fucking like map all this shit.
Like Inception.
Yeah, it's like Inception, but with time travel.
So it's so kind of Inception. That's a very polite way of saying you're fucking wrong.
Exactly. It's certainly not Fast Five. And then I would say
so
on Netflix, Masterminds, the Zach Galifianakis vehicle, is really funny.
So you're in desperate need of some shows, is what I'm hearing.
I love
did
Netflix.
Did you watch season two of Master of None?
With, I have.
Okay, I like that.
I would also recommend that. I really liked it. The first episode is kind of a play on The Bicycle Thief, that Italian movie, and it's all shot in black and white. It's really interesting. And then,
I like Aziz. I think he's doing really well for himself.
I just think it's really clever writing, and I like the different episodes. Like, there's one episode that follows a bunch of different characters that they're just in the episode for one episode. It's really interesting.
I like that he focused on his friends a little more. Like, you got, like, the whole backstory.
I love the
like,
Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, with his friend.
The lesbian friend.
Solid recommendations, then.
How about you? What do you got?
I'm going to give you two, and these are the only two you need to know about.
One,
give
two,
it
punch.
To me.
The movie Get Out.
Yes.
Mystery.
God, I wish.
Horror.
I'm going to watch that.
Thriller, more like. Directed by Jordan Peele.
I have a story after.
It is a solid flick. It is well worth watching. It's definitely more of a thriller. It's not like a try to gross you out or scare you
right.
or anything. You're just kind of wondering what's going to happen at the very end.
Dude, those are the best. Those are the best scary movies, like a suspenseful like thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer those to
I
like
do
the
too.
Gory movies.
So you haven't seen this yet, Cup, right?
I feel like this is my zone. Like this
it
will
is.
Be one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
ever.
It will be.
Haley, what you said you had something about this?
So my boyfriend's black, as you all know. And so
very
this,
handsome.
This movie is about a white girl and her family, and
a
then
God.
She brings Yeah.
Adonis.
Super okay. thick.
Come on now.
We miss you, Jonathan.
Strict dick.
Oh my gosh. Black.
Black.
We love him though. He's amazing.
Strict dick.
He's a keeper for sure.
But anyway, so we were watching the show and it's like The theme is basically, I don't want to ruin anything. Do you know anything about the movie?
I've completely
read it. He's read it,
yeah,
all.
I've read it. I can't help myself.
So we watch this movie, and then it has like a...
I want to go fast.
It has a specific theme, but like 2 days later, it wasn't even like the next day, I had a dream, and it was basically like the reversal of Get Out with Jonathan's family and me.
Oh my God.
I woke up like fucking terrified, and I was like, what the hell?
Okay, what is the reversal? What are you insinuating?
Okay, well, you just have to watch it.
I'm just playing with you.
You know. If you read it, that's...
But it was like that, but it wasn't like, it wasn't exactly Get Out, but it had very similar things to it.
He looks over at you and you're like, stop it.
And I was like, fuck.
What's the actress in that?
Allison Williams, yeah. Brian Williams' daughter. She
gets her ass-eating fame.
Yeah, I was going to say, she gets her butthole eaten. Yeah.
Thanks, HBO.
And girls.
So the second movie
that
you have to watch.
Give it to me.
You're a fucking idiot if you don't watch this.
I want to know.
I'm talking to you, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, dude.
Gal Gadot.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's been universally loved, and yes, I have read the entire plot.
Have you seen it, Cut?
No, I have not, but I will enjoy it when I see it.
I'll go with you because when I was traveling for work, Cody and Jordan went with Jonathan without me.
That's
because
Jonathan's an amazing man, and it's a great movie.
He's a man of practicality. I dig it.
Either way, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot does a great job. Made over $100.5 million
in the first weekend.
Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
And that sets the record for the best domestic box office debut for a female director.
I bet it ends up making the reshoots.
Yeah. She's 5 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I bet it.
She's fucking awesome.
I bet it makes close to like $500 million.
It should. I mean, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, man.
Would you rank it as the best Marvel movie
that you've seen?
Oh.
I mean, it's better than any of the other shit that
Which other ones were DC?
It's better than Batman vs. Superman. It's better than...
Man of Steel, probably.
I enjoy Man of Steel, but this is definitely better than that.
Right. Better than Suicide Squad.
For sure.
I thought it was, other than the
Christopher Nolan movies. The Batman trilogy that Christopher Nolan made.
Yeah, no, I got it. I would say Wonder Woman is better than the third.
Okay.
I do like the first one. Obviously not as good as The Dark Knight.
Right.
But Batman Begins is pretty cool.
I think I like it.
I like the origin stories like that.
I like it more than... I still haven't seen it. But from what I've heard, it is one of the best that they've made recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there. Probably there you're going to have two of the Dark Knight trilogy in there, and you're going to have Wonder Woman.
No doubt.
So I don't know why, but like, would you guys say like all the Marvel movies that are made are just of like better quality and like better done than DC? And why would that be? Like,
because they're
Superman, how does he lose? So
that's a tough character.
Yeah. Like you have to find a weird villain to be able to kind of beat Superman. That's off.
I'm not really that into Superman. I'll be honest.
Green Lantern. Not that into.
Oh yeah. He sucks. The Flash is not going to be great.
I think the Flash
Cyborg fucking movie they make, or Aquaman, like neither of those are going to be very
good. What's his name is Aquaman seems pretty legit.
Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa.
I'd rather he be Dothraki.
If they show a lot of him swimming naked, I'm down.
That's all it is, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have dong out.
His dick is his fin.
And he swims up.
Yeah. All he does is backstroke.
Just butterflies.
It's his dorsal fin.
Nice pool. Catching butterflies. Those are the two that I would definitely recommend, though. Wonder Woman and the movie Get Out. Totally worth watching. And that brings us into some facts. I got five of them here.
Five?
This is my favorite.
Cinco de facto.
I'm going to guess the facts.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm just
crush it. I'm just playing.
Tell us the facts.
Fact number one. 7% of Americans think brown cows make chocolate milk.
Are those the same ones that voted for Trump?
I would say that they probably do.
Ow, now, brown cow.
I would say yes.
Bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun.
And also, your G-spot is curved up, so, I mean, it needs to be
It's God trying
hit
to
it.
Reach you.
Yeah. Spritz.
Yeah.
Like a watery spritz.
A douche spritz. The United States would fit into the continent of Africa 3.5 times.
Wow.
Word.
When
3.5?
Did I stutter?
That's what he said.
Well, you know what's crazy is Alaska is a fucking huge state.
Yep. And it does not reflect that on the map either.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's weird. Russia.
China.
You can see it from Alaska.
Weird.
When the game Twister was announced in 1966... It's a good year. It was
three better.
Denounced by critics as sex in a box.
Yep. Because nothing says sex like awkwardly positioning yourself in front of other people.
Just tossing each other salads.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Excuse me, Allison while Williams I put style. My ass in your face. Yeah.
Shout out, Allison Williams.
Would
movie Get Out. It's great.
Let me put my ass in your face.
Fact number five: the opposite sides of dice cubes always add up to the number seven. Whoa. Look at Cup just working the
math. That is interesting. I did not know this.
It's a fact.
Wow.
Duh.
Well, the Cinco de Facto blew my ass off. I'll tell you that.
Well, let's go into some of the news. I want to bring up one thing.
Just one?
One big thing.
A dick.
Maxim came out with the 14 hottest 90s TV stars.
Oh, I'm loving this.
What?
Ranked.
Loving this.
Let's debate.
Let's do it.
Panda watch.
Strictly right. 90s. Correct.
We have number 14, Jane Leaves. That's Daphne Moon from Frasier. Number 14.
Yeah. She was attractive.
She had some skirts. She was attractive.
I want to see who else is on this list.
She had an accent and mini skirt.
I will tell you, there's one that is just, it's fucking weird, and you move on with it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, so she was, hold on.
Are we talking Allison Hannigan from Buffy?
Oh, God. No.
All right, number 14. Number? Number 14.
14.
Okay.
Okay, number 13, Julia Louise Dreyfus, Elaine Benes from Seinfeld.
Dude, late She's Seinfeld.
She's attractive.
Yeah. Early Seinfeld, she'd seen better days. Late Seinfeld, when she had the dark outfits, like curly hair, you know what I mean.
She attractive just looks hotter. Now. I think she's still attractive.
She is
she's
been amazing attractive. In Veep. That's actually another recommendation I would give.
Veep is hilarious.
All day.
If you binge watch that, for the love of God, it is so good.
All day.
It's really good.
Have you been watching it, Cup?
Jonad. He's my favorite.
He's
him
pretty
and,
good.
Him and Dan.
I love that this whole season he's just dedicated to him trying to stop daylight savings time while he's in Congress.
How hilarious.
All right, so number 12.
Not far-fetched.
Katie Sagal, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children.
I would say the daughter more than her.
The daughter is Christina Applegate.
Number 11, Jenna Elfman, Darman Gregg.
I did love that show.
She's sexy.
Number 10, Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House. She's still good
Aunt
looking.
Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in
Stamos' wife.
She was in 90210.
Oh, I literally, when you said Full House in my head, I thought Roseanne, and then I thought of the aunt from Roseanne, and I was like, no.
I think that is Aunt Becky, too.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. And that's why I was like, no.
Shout out my
the
childhood.
Different Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
All right, here's the odd one.
Lori Loughlin's attractive, though.
Number 9. Marge Simpson from The Simpsons.
This is a weird list. I knew it was weird because... Of the first, I would be naming like everyone from Melrose Place before any of these people,
even the guys.
Exactly,
knowing you. Why, number 7.
Why are they putting a cartoon in
exactly? I'm sorry. Number 8, that's Fran weird. Drescher.
No,
she was. Yeah, she was
weird,
hot.
This is a weird list.
Her voice is a boner kill.
This is a weird list.
You're not with her to listen to her.
Well, Melrose Place, 90210.
Marge
have hotter chicks
cartoon.
Than this.
Well, that's debatable. Number 7, Brandy.
Tori Spelling.
Okay, from
Brandy.
Alicia.
I'm into that. Although Monica was hotter.
The boy is
but
mine.
She wasn't on a TV show.
The boy is mine.
Christina Applegate, number 6.
Yeah.
Kelly Bundy from Married with Children.
Yeah, for sure.
She's super. She's
total
still,
babe.
Still very attractive.
Number 5, Courtney Cox. Monica from Friends.
Total babe.
That was such a sushi burp, by the way.
That
it
was
is
interesting.
Just straight wasabi.
It was
in
just
my nose.
Jizz everywhere.
TNT.
Dynamite. We're going to have a wasabi shits later.
Oh,
hey now.
Didn't even have to push the button. Number 5. Did I said number 5. Courtney Cox. All right. Number 4. Gillian Anderson.
Yeah. X-Files.
X-Files.
Scully.
See, I...
Yeah.
The pantsuits
sure.
did not do it for you, huh?
Yeah. She's a very attractive lady.
I mean, I know her and Duchovny are doing it.
No. Who Duchovny, isn't he doing?
Yeah, he's doing everybody.
He's doing anything that moves.
Sorry, Tay Leone.
Number 3. Karen Parsons, Hilary Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She is good.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Major Payne, though.
Yeah. She's that was on TV the other day, and
fucking
I watched
love
it.
Love that
it's
movie.
On yeah. It's on HBO now, it also. Just,
that is a recommendation, by the way.
Yeah.
All day.
I love them.
Number 2, the Jennifer Wayans. Aniston.
No, this list is invalid.
Rachel
Would
Green.
You put her as number 1?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know.
Is it
going to
be Lisa Kudrow?
Number 1 is Tiffany Thiessen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Holy shit. I think I got wood.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Fuck. I need a moment to
her
think about those
her
two.
Her and son-in-law was super. She was
those two
show.
Together? Forget about
those
it.
Those two girls and son-in-law? What's the other chick's name? The main one.
In son-in-law?
Yeah,
that's
Carla? No.
Carla Gugino.
Yeah.
so hot.
How do you remember?
So hot.
I said
she was because she was on Californication.
Yeah.
So hot. And Entourage. Mm-hmm. So hot.
What? So you agree that.
I need a moment right
Tiffany.
Now.
Tiffany.
Why? You're the Heine.
I'd like the three of them in a hot tub for sure. That's my 90s hot tub.
Are we updating our. Ooh, we never did a 90s hot tub scenario before.
I just threw mine out for you.
But you need two more.
Take the three of them.
Hold on.
You need two more.
Love Hewitt. Got to be in there.
Love Hewitt. Or what's your fifth?
I get five?
There's five people
his dick.
In a hot tub.
No, Jesus Christ, I'm swollen.
So many fluids.
Where's the water?
Five? Oh, shit. Okay, I'll throw a wild card in there.
No D from Clueless, huh?
I would say Carmen Electra.
Okay. Just to muddy the waters?
Yeah, just to get things freaky. Freaking out.
She's our, like, a what's striptease
your,
class.
What's your 90s hot tub?
I don't know. I have to think about it. You already had three as a baseline.
Yeah, I just boned it out so hard.
I need to
Jordan,
think about
Jordan, do you
mine.
Have any ideas? Would just be Clueless Lady
Ooh.
D all from the time? Clueless.
That would work out. But, yeah, I would totally put Stacey Dash in there.
Fit.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Probably.
No one did 90s Britney, or was that 2000?
No, I was actually thinking 90s Britney.
Man, I...
Was that 2000, though, or was that...
No, 90s. That's right on the borderline. Yeah. Okay. Late it's like 90s. 98, 99. All right.
The good 90s. You got to go Tiffany Thiessen. I mean, you got to throw her in there.
For sure.
The best.
Can't turn down Jennifer Aniston.
You know how I feel. It was only Tiffany Thiessen that could make me feel better about
this
list.
Oh, I'll tell you. The girl from Wild Things.
Ooh, Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
That's a good wild card.
Christmas.
Yeah, she would be the wild card in there.
It's a good wild card.
Yeah.
I thought Christmas only came once a year.
So where we got four?
That was five.
That was five.
Oh, shit.
Count much?
What was your...
Get a load of this guy. Haley,
good thing
what's
I'm not counting.
What you got, Hale?
I said I don't know.
DiCaprio.
R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
Tupac,
are we supposed
obviously.
To stick to 90s TV shows?
Weird Al Yankovic.
No, we're just talking about 90s in general.
All right.
Weird Al.
David Duchovny in the 90s.
Whoa.
I seriously like David Duchovny. I really like Luke Perry.
Yeah. Luke Perry's a good choice.
Would
right
he be there on your list, Cup?
I mean, of that show, for sure.
I'm trying to think of like who my 90s hot.
Well, probably Sean Connery.
Devin Sawa, was that 90s or 2000s?
Sawa.
Late 90s?
I think
that was...
That's borderline. I think it's 2001, 2002.
I had posters of Devin Sawa growing up.
Back in 99.
99, though.
Devin Sawa, 6'9".
On my grind, baby. What about Nelly?
No, he's short. He's like 5'4".
Just kidding.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Don Giovanni.
But those three for sure. Luke Perry was a smoke show. I was
that
obsessed
hair,
with Devin Sawa. And then
that hair,
I do
though.
Think David Duchovny I've always loved. He was in a movie like back in the day.
All great hair.
No Hulk Hogan. I'm a little upset because yeah, no. The Nanny was a great movie.
What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
He wasn't around in the 90s.
He was,
I mean, he kind of was.
A wrestler.
He was WCW.
No, I never watched wrestling.
Or WWF.
WWE.
Do you guys remember that movie with David Duchovny, Minnie Driver, Return to Me?
Yes.
I used to watch it all the time. Oh.
Where his dead wife
Chris,
gives
yeah.
her the heart?
Yeah. Chris. Touching. Robin, the guy who plays Robin.
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell was super cute and attractive.
McSteamy.
Chris O'Donnell.
Okay.
And then.
Or Patrick Dempsey.
Nah.
Not Patrick
Extra
Dempsey.
Anchovies.
I 80s. Also. Oh, John Cusack. Easy.
Oh, I knew she'd go with the Cusack.
Well, you don't have to worry about
it. He'd be in the corner masturbating.
He'll just be crying the whole time.
No, he wouldn't.
90s? He's just doing kung fu.
90s
Oh,
Cusack?
You're right. He'll just be in like a black turtleneck.
Yeah, 90s Cusack. I'm fine with it.
Although, Gross Point Blank.
So good.
One of my favorite movies. That has been on Stars lately. I'm all about it.
Like early John,
no major pain.
Early
but.
John Cusack was a good John Cusack. Because he was in all like the John Hughes kind of movies.
I like him in what's the movie with the record store? Where he owns the record
store. High Fidelity.
Store. Yes, I like
Jack
that movie.
Black.
That is funny.
His Say Anything, Better Off Dead, like he was all in, those movies.
He was in,
is prime John Cusack.
What's the Sweet 16 movie? 16 Candles.
He wasn't in it. Oh yeah,
yes,
he was
the
nerd friend.
He's one of the nerds.
On, yeah, bidding on discs and watching underpants. Female extraterrestrial.
Did you get five? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I got five.
Okay, all right.
John Cusack was the winner.
Clearly. It's disgusting.
He's good. I told you about my dream.
Next.
I told you about my dream with him, right?
Although, have you seen that War Inc. movie that he's in?
It's fucked up.
It's kind of futuristic. It's kind of good.
Is that with Hilary Duff?
No, but it
well,
is.
Well, no wonder it's good.
No, it's the one chick from Transformers.
Megan
Fox.
With her thumbs.
Ugh.
She can't load a gun.
With her thumbs. You guys got to Google image this. Just
Have you? You've seen it, right?
Yes, I have. I'm just telling the listener that they need to do this right now because I did not know before you told me about it.
Now he is pure limp.
Yeah.
So speaking of limp,
she doesn't do. There's a reason her career went downhill.
Let's go right into
people notice the thumbs.
Just touch on Trump a little bit.
Yeah,
we're talking limp. Gina, cocksucker.
Are they going to get this fucking health care bill through the Senate?
No.
I'm a little worried about it.
It's going to be tough. The fact that they only got like six people working on it behind a door.
He's going to be.
But they're going to try to like push that shit through like super quick.
It's just going to. It's suicide for him. At this point.
I hope so.
At this point, yeah. If they pass it, people are going to get off health insurance. They're going to be pissed off at him. They're not going to vote for him.
So it'll be like suicide for a year and a half.
If they don't, then it comes to bite them in the ass. If they do, it bites them in the ass too. It's a weird position to be in.
Do you get those little news articles that pop up on your phone now?
Like notifications?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I get a email once a day from like Huffington Post and some other CNN and all those.
So I get these notifications and literally like 6 hours ago, I saw one from Huffington Post that six of Trump's
definitely left leaning
healthcare. Yeah, for sure. Six of his healthcare people that have been working on, you know, AIDS research and that kind of stuff have quit recently. And they told Huffington Post they pretty much said like he doesn't care about researching this at all. It's
you're telling me he doesn't care?
It's fucking crazy.
This whole time.
Like the motherfucker is at some golf course right now, like getting wasted. I'll just tell you what
golf course. He's at his golf course.
That's what I'm saying.
Eating Cheetos.
Healthiest president.
And his wife's getting dicked up by some hung motherfucker probably.
Well, she just moved into the White
House. While her son takes pictures of it.
Don't do that.
Do you remember that?
No.
What? How was that a story?
Let me transition this. Do you remember seeing, it was like a picture that surfaced. She was posing like extremely sexually on a couch.
And he was like taking pictures
of her? And the son was the one taking her picture. And then someone took a picture of the son taking a picture of her.
What son? Because that son would have been like.
Barron, like the young one.
He's in like middle school now, right?
Yeah, but she was like.
Really young.
She was like glamping it up on like a luxury sofa.
Glamping.
Like. Sexually posing.
Maybe we look at the pictures later.
Is that glamour camping?
She is the first lady.
Glamping. Got you. Camp David, anyone?
Jackie O.
But
the brightest.
No, I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't know. Do you think he's going to get
impeached? No.
Yeah.
Not with this Congress.
That wasn't it.
They'd have to win the House.
But the crazy, there's the independent investigation right now going on for his obstruction of justice.
Absolutely. Because he's still making money off of it. It's fucking nuts, dude.
He's tweeting about it like an idiot. And then even if they go through this independent investigation, it's going to take like 2 or 3 years. So by that time, if Democrats get voted in, then you're talking impeachment, a possibility of it, but it doesn't mean it's going to go all the way through.
Yeah.
Technically, Bill Clinton was impeached, but it didn't go past the House, I don't think. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting, but either way, he's going to go down as one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
It's very strange.
I don't know. In all honesty, this is going to sound condescending, so I'm sorry, but I just feel bad for the people that voted for him. Like
I don't, because they don't feel sad for it. They still support him.
Yeah, the 38% or whatever that are still, but it's just like he's in the long run really just going to screw them up. The policies he's done is not work. It's going to be horrible in the long run.
Yeah, I feel like nobody's really looking out for the people that voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this will just continue.
But you know what? He's going to get coal jobs back, and that's all that matters.
That's so crazy.
Let's burst a bigger hole into that ozone.
For sure, dog.
No.
And he signed
We're not going to be
he
here. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is what they think.
Signed out of the
think.
Paris Treaty.
We're not
going to
be
that.
Here, so who the fuck cares?
It's been
that
here.
Motherfucker's almost 80 years old. Like, why would he care about anything?
He is the oldest president, I think.
Yeah, he's going to fucking keel over before he's done. I don't know how else he takes the stress. Unless he just doesn't care and he's like letting all these other people do stuff and he's literally just watching TV.
Unfortunately, it's getting to the point where I know to be careful about this, but I mean, he's not right now. Like,
well, now he's just like secluded. He's by himself all the time.
It's just like for any other human being to say the stuff that he says and the next day can easily flip flop on it or just get away with it, or it's just horribly racist or whatever else, but then turn around, you know, yeah, I grab women by the pussy, but no one loves women more than I do. Like, and then he just gets away with it. It's just a very odd mix where he's able just to flip flop like that. And I think he's always kind of been that way. But if you hear interviews from him early on, and then now I think now he's just got people cheering for him. So he just feels like he can do whatever he
wants. He's like, fuck it.
Which right now he kind of is. I mean, no one's stopping him. But it's just, yeah, it's just really, I don't think he's mentally all there anymore. Like,
I think this is going to be...
If he were a CEO of a company, why wouldn't he have been voted out by now? If he were saying all this stuff, like, wouldn't like the board
say... Because
that's
not how this works.
Well, you got to run it like a company so it's efficient.
Yeah. Paul Ryan runs that shit.
Why he's lifting weights.
I like fucking hate him.
He's doing those 10-pound curls.
I can't stand that guy.
I think it's just a really sad time in our history right now.
Yeah. I'm still soaking it in, though, because it is history.
I think it's really sad.
What's crazy is it's felt longer than it actually is. Like, this feels like the longest presidency of my life.
Yeah, you know that saying, time flies when you're having fun. It's the exact fucking opposite of that.
With
when you're not having fun.
With Bush and Obama, did not pay too much attention to this stuff. Like, now, every day, there's something new going on. And you're like, oh, my God,
is that also a sign of our age as well?
Like, the fact? No.
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 You wouldn't think so?
Not with the shit that he's
doing.
So
if we were in high school right now...
I'd care.
We would care more, you think?
I never cared. I would care more
than when Bush was in office?
Bush wasn't...
Yeah, I would totally care about this
more.
Yeah, I mean, because he's saying... That's what I'm saying. Like, he's...
I guess if it was now, we would be more... Like, we would have fucking cell phones all the time. Like,
and not only that...
Connected.
Like, not only is he saying horrible things, he's the fucking president of the United States and saying this stuff and getting away with it.
And this is just so bizarre.
That's the weird thing about it. And, you know, you just... Unfortunately, the people that are going to get screwed the most are the people that half the people that voted for him.
Like, if he wants to, he's like, we have to run this like a business and all that shit. Like, Elon Musk dropped out of as being your advisor because you pulled out of the Paris Treaty. Like, Elon Musk, as far as a business perspective is concerned, is what you should strive to be.
And the owner of the Dallas, Matt, what's his name?
Cuban? Jerry Jones.
Mark Cuban.
Oh, Mark Cuban.
Yeah. He's been dogging him. Pretty bad.
He's
going
to run. Like, I bet he runs.
I bet he does too.
Like, if these people can't even work with you and they are able to do miraculous things.
Hey, no. It's okay. He's making the best deals. Get out of here.
The best deals money can buy. Like,
are we tired of winning? Because I am. I am exhausted.
Elon Musk invented the Tesla.
I'm getting so many high fives.
He's making space stations to travel for humans to travel to Mars. He has like created an empire out of
nothing.
We
haven't even talked about his girlfriend.
Let me tell you something.
And he's done all these miraculous things and he cannot work or advise Trump.
Let me tell you something.
He fucking quit.
I would rather them spend money on how to conserve this motherfucker than figure out how to terraform another planet. That's all I'll say.
Well, he's doing both.
I know he is.
But I'm just saying
in general, like, people think that we're going to be able to, like, some generations of us will be able to go to another place. And, like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
The crazy thing about it, though, when you see, you know, like, cities are going to be flooded in the United States.
Right.
Like, it's obviously we will be long gone.
Right.
But it's going to happen.
Hundreds of years from now.
Yeah. But still, they were saying, like, when they look at where that would probably be flooded, Kentucky's still going to be fine, baby. We're going to be right here doing this podcast.
Is Florida
I'm
first
not going
to
pop up out like of my casket for a while.
Like, pretty much all of California is going to be underwater, except for spots.
What about Florida? Are they gone?
A lot of it is.
Good.
Yeah.
Florida remains.
Not enough.
It hangs on, brother.
Well, did you hear about Elon?
The South will rise again.
Did you hear about Elon
Musk? We'll put
Musk's
a boot in your ass.
Elon Musk is currently working on a project in California to fix...
Liberals.
All their traffic. He's literally
gay conversion therapy.
He's literally building underground giant tunnels where your car drives onto like cement blocks.
If the big thing comes,
and they literally like
it's if like a horrible earthquake happens, like, they have these little. He's building these tunnels,
underground tunnels to transport
to evacuate people
across state lines, like giant distances in like 30 minutes.
It sounds completely bizarre. And like the most money you could ever imagine this is going to cost, but he's like working
on it. He's doing
it.
I wish he did more with, I know he's talked about it or he's spoken about it, but the high speed rail and high speed system.
Yes,
like,
dude.
That's what that is.
Well, no.
No,
we're talking like, I want that for this country.
Yeah, I do too. And he's trying to lock some of that up with some land deals.
Like, I want to be able to travel by train.
I love trains.
Long distances.
When I was in Europe, we did that to go to Barcelona, and it was fucking amazing.
I love trains.
I bet.
Traveling
way better than
they
airplane.
They had that shit in Tokyo.
Dude, traveling in
I couldn't,
Europe by
I couldn't
train
even
the
reach the seat in front
ever.
Of me. It was so far.
Yeah.
They gave you charge ports, everything. They had a little bar on there. It was amazing.
Traveling by train in Europe is the best fucking thing ever.
Well, watched so much porn on that plane.
So much.
Just kept it charged.
Seat was
displayed
so
out.
Blacked.
Standing reverse compilation.
You're an idiot.
Do you know that Brian Thompson even said, isn't that just a fucking reverse cowgirl?
Yeah.
Like, no, Jordan, we've seen the video.
He was like, isn't that just doggy style? Yeah. You're like, yeah, like, no, it's standing reverse.
It's the upside down polka pan.
Come on.
Because her legs, her toe is pointed to the right.
It's completely different.
You idiot.
Okay. You of all people.
Why are you laughing?
What?
Anyway.
This is terrible news.
I have a mole.
What are you laughing?
There's a feature on the new iPhone iOS 11 called Do Not Disturb While Driving. It is exactly that. So it will notify, like it could tell when you're driving and it will just not let you work
no shit.
On your phone whatsoever.
Awesome.
That is pretty
amazing.
How
can it tell when you're driving?
How much would that take away
will
from
that
your
turn,
phone use?
Will no. that turn off like your music though if you're playing, if you're streaming it?
Well, you could still play like music on Do Not Disturb, so I would hope
okay.
not.
Okay.
Haley?
Well, how can it tell if you're driving versus you're just a passenger in a driving car?
Maybe like the speed? I don't know.
Because it's Apple.
And they're watching us at all
is
times.
Is it like airplane mode? You
dragon?
Can go into
globalist.
Like driving mode?
Yeah, I don't know.
It would have to be something kegger. That you would select, because if you're just a passenger
yeah, you'd have
car
to, like,
and it thinks you're driving,
you
like, that would suck.
You have to click it on, probably.
In my mind, if you can like link it up with some sort of vehicle, and
I would think it would just
it's,
be like,
it's like a teenager, mode. And you can like load it into their plan.
Does this mean I'm getting Wi-Fi in my car? Because I'm down with that.
My dad's got that in his car.
Speaking of Wi-Fi...
What? That sounds awesome.
Did you hear about the Google Fiber coming to the West End?
Yeah, what? Portland first.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good for Portland, in all honesty. I mean,
but it's coming for sure?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what she
they
said?
They picked Portland, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You don't trust my fucking news?
No, I trust your news. I
Yeah,
she
coming.
Gave me a high one. And it wasn't even the whole finger.
I poked
it. Was a poke.
Poked it.
I honest to God think they're doing that because they know they could like tear the streets down and put the infrastructure in and no one would give a shit.
Yeah. They just kind of get it in there.
Yeah.
They would just get shot doing
well,
it.
Well, it would help them out. I mean,
yeah,
they,
man.
They need it. They're trying
but
to get
don't you have to
bring
pay,
it on.
But don't you have to pay for Google Fiber?
So the deal is you can, it will for 3 years lock you in saying, all right, if you want to have the same speed that you have now from your local provider for 3 years, we'll give that to you for free.
Right.
Or you could pay for something that is roughly 10 to 20 times faster than whatever you're using right now.
So if I'm paying... like
$40.
$40, yeah, for and I don't have cable, I'm just doing internet.
Then it would be $40, 10 times faster, or
that's built for streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's built for like you just touch it and it would just
right.
be right there.
So what do
that
you,
that would crush cable. Like
that's what I'm saying. So
them,
what are yeah. what's their game plan? Cuz that's like
cable's kind of dying right now in all honesty.
But they're banking on Wi-Fi still. You know what I mean? Like even if they're not using it for like the television aspect,
I think they're going
they
more towards
it.
Satellite. I think
I mean, like I don't give a shit because every cable company I've worked with sucks balls. But
from what I understand with DirecTV, they're trying to push everyone onto the satellite so that way it would freeze up for the modem because they have ownership in some companies.
Oh, Dish probably.
No, that's a competitor.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I think
I didn't
so.
Even know Dish was still around.
Dish, yeah.
Yeah, Dish Network.
Fuck.
You can see the ugly.
I thought it was all direct.
Ugly gray orbs.
Books.
I read it in a book.
In a book.
I did see the Beauty and the Beast movie.
I
did you
too,
like it?
On the airplane.
Oh, you did? It was pretty good.
You like it?
Emma Watson.
It took me a moment to get used to the
I still
the,
like Emma Watson.
The CGI
I was obsessed
dude.
That the Beast wasn't hotter when he turned back into a human.
I mean, Dan Stevens from Legion.
It is about bestiality, but...
It is. And
that's neither here nor there.
He's been fucking that horse for years.
So, like...
Isn't anyone going to help that poor woman?
It's kind of like Elf to me, like, as far... Like, it's a good
Whoa.
Movie. No, let me... Get
Where's
me.
The bestiality in Elf?
Stop. Let me get there. You guys are cutting me off, motherfuckers.
Sorry.
Mrs. Potts.
It's Elf in the sense that, like, after you're done watching the movie, it's a feel-good movie. It made you happy, whatever. But, like, if you think about it, the girl as a love interest is the more fucked up in the head of everything. So, like, in Beauty
because
and the
she
Beast,
wants to fuck the Beast.
She comes back for the Beast. Like, he needed her... to break a spell.
I only have one
she
thing to say about
just
this.
Just loved him and wanted to be with an animal regardless of if he's human or not. In Elf, you're like, as a girl, you're like, oh, this man thinks he's an elf and he's like trapped in time and he's like a crazy little man child. I love him. The women love
so
interests are crazy.
With the elf?
No.
Where's the sex
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm saying
Jimmy Conn is an elf. That's all I wanted to say.
There's
the
nothing
women,
sexy about that anymore.
I'm saying the women love Eraser,
maybe.
In these movies. As
have
a
you ever
woman.
Heard that about Will Ferrell and Elf? I'm sorry. This takes me by surprise.
I hate your guts so much.
I want to hear the rest of Haley's thoughts.
No, that's it. Fuck you guys. I'm going to go pee while you guys can do whatever you want.
So you
never coming back.
No.
No.
No. Okay.
So I watched Bodyguard, I think for the genuine first time.
What?
Whoa. This is a revelation.
I know I've seen bits and pieces.
It's so
but
good.
But I actually watched it.
How you feel about Kevin Costner in that?
She's a cunt.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Treats him like shit.
Yes.
And I was like, you should have been the
Mariah Carey-esque.
But.
Your own sister wants you dead.
Dude. I know.
Dude.
Huge thing in the movie.
But like, so here's the thing. She literally treats him like shit throughout the entire fucking movie.
For sure.
Entire.
She's the queen of the night.
Then he doesn't actually, like, save her life because she wasn't in true danger. That first time, he carries her out and because he was able to, like, lift her out.
Right. Oh, you mean the first time.
Gave her a coat.
The first one.
She's like, I'm trying to get hooked up. Right. We should go out. And then they bugs after they play with a machete for some reason. Like,
it's not a machete. It's like a fucking samurai sword.
She liked the way I ride.
Then after that, he's like, it's not you, it's me. We can't fugs anymore. And
then
she gets all butt hurt. But she's a dick to him consistently throughout.
Well, now you know what it's like to be a man.
I mean, and he drinks.
So nice.
You know who I learned how to drink? A fucking screwdriver. Watching Kevin Costner in that fucking movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, hell yeah.
It's all Yadka.
This guy knows what's up.
No golf course has been the same.
Every Seneca Saturday is like, pull it up.
What would Kevin Costner
Where did
do?
The Tito's go?
We should start naming Tito's Kevin.
Ooh.
Kevin. Give me some Kevin.
Kevin. Oh, that's a different Kevin.
Millennials are killing chains like Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's.
Good,
boom.
Those chains suck.
Go to sleep.
Isn't there a reason why they're dying?
I hate BW3s, dude.
Because we have taste.
Yeah.
Fuck BW3s.
Actually,
Tony
Maceo tweeted something.
Maceo.
About, it was like, millennials killing all these things.
The real
it's a good
energy.
Job, Tony. Maceo. But yeah. Basically, anyway, it's like, now we have standards.
What about Joe, though?
Joe's
what about Joe?
Soon. He's getting married soon.
He's an angel.
Yes. Hello. Him and his bow ties. Joe is the top Maceo.
Is he as good as Will Ferrell in Elf?
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Tell me more about the bestiality.
I'm done.
In Elf.
But no, but so like I think millennials obviously care more and are more, I think they're more like socially and like health-wise, they're more aware of what they're putting in their bodies. So like,
well, they're definitely more aware of where their money's
Buffalo,
going
yeah,
to.
Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's. I call Applebee's Crapplebee's, along with a lot of other people. Like that place.
Yeah, dude, Applebee's
gives
is going down.
Shits.
Last time I went there, you could tell they put the food, like the pasta, in the microwave.
Yeah, dude.
And it was frozen before because it was solid ice in the middle.
Oh my what? God!
Yeah, I had to just return it. I was like, this isn't what I'm gonna eat, and they're like, "Oh, we understand."
Where the fuck was this?
You're like
Applebee's,
but where? Like where in America?
In Louisville.
Oh my god!
I'd rather
Applebee's.
That
sounds horrible.
Just go home and
Fuckabees.
Get a lean cuisine at that point. Like fuck.
Yeah,
that.
That's what you're eating,
right? But you're paying
except worse.
10 times more.
And
fuck
like,
this.
No, those restaurants. Like I saw some of these articles, and like everything that says that we're killing, I'm like totally okay with it because all those places are fucking dog.
But the funny thing is, like all the other generations are like, "Oh, what assholes!
This is my Friday night spot."
Do you remember my rant
with Larry the bartender at Applebee's?
My rant on the Buffalo Wild Wings dry rub. That was literally seasoned popcorn salt.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fuck is this?
I think I accidentally breathed it in.
It was
and
so
like
bad.
I couldn't stop coughing for about 10 minutes.
Holy shit. Speaking of popcorn.
I love popcorn.
I wanted to congratulate you on having such an awesome baby shower.
Oh, thanks.
For Jordan and Cody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was great.
You're
and
welcome.
The baby J on the way. You had this popcorn there that I literally had by my bedside all week.
Where's it from?
It's called
like the
popcorn
Station. There, yeah, Station. Yeah.
And it's by Kingpin off of Taylorsville Road.
I had the Oreo one.
6 Mile Lane
it's so
or whatever.
Good. Cookies
oh
and Cream.
My. Yes, that's the one.
So fucking good.
Oh my God.
So fucking good. I actually drove
Sofa
past
King
it
good.
Again today, and I'm going to pick up more. They have an entire wall of just like blackboards of all the different flavors they have. So like I picked up maybe 6 flavors.
Was there a Bradford pear flavor?
God, that'd be perfect.
They had Frank's. They had like Frank's Red
what
Hot. It? They had like
dude,
Reese's.
This is the time of year too.
They had like Reese's peanut butter cups.
It gets cool
they had everything,
down
man.
At night.
Dude,
you're driving around.
You're just rubbing across that lawn.
I'm crashing into every tree.
All the leaves are brown.
I stepped out of my car like a few days ago. It was like super muggy, and it was just semen in my face
everywhere. It's like milking out of the tree.
You're like I thought
so
I took a shower.
Gross. It was so gross. It's
and
so
I'm just
disgusting.
Sucking it all in. It was like, God, it smells great.
In true.
Did you only get the cookies and cream or did you get another flavor too?
I have only eaten the cookies and cream.
Is that one your... Oh, so that has to be your favorite one. What's your favorite? You got a few flavors, right, Jordan?
I do have I'm kind of the white cheddar and regular cheddar.
White cheddar is fucking good.
White cheddar is good. Looking forward to it. Just like a normal butter popcorn I'm a big fan of, though, too. I don't think you had that, but no, the white you gave us the white cheddar, and that was pretty darn good.
White cheddar is good.
No cookies and cream, though.
Fade. I didn't want that.
I'm disappointed in you.
It was really good.
It's like a perfect dessert.
I'm sure it's good, but I'm not eating popcorn for dessert.
J-Bone, it's not good.
I want to get their kettle corn. They've kettle corn.
I've been having cereal for dessert lately, by the way.
Holy shit. What kind of cereal?
Well, I've been doing Captain Crunch.
Whoa, CT Crunch.
And... CT.
CT Crunch, though.
Also been doing Frosted Flakes.
Love Frosted Flakes.
And then...
That's a solid every night cereal.
You can just have like a handful of that on a show or two. Because
it's coated with sugar.
Fruity Cheerios. Cuddles?
Love it.
Honey Cheerios. Nut or
regular
original?
Or Honey Nut?
Honey Nut.
Gotta be Honey Nut.
Honey Nut for sure.
I love Honey Nut.
Honey Bunches of Oats, I think, is my favorite cereal.
It's good.
What cereal did you eat most often as a child?
Probably Frosted Flakes. What you said rape nuts?
Rape nuts.
Oh.
Bill Cosby's. Are you okay?
God, speaking of which, yeah, can you believe he got off?
We're going to talk about him.
Literally.
Let's go into a good transition because we were kind of going down weird
rabbit holes. God damn it. I mean, I was going to talk about the favorite cereal.
So what's your favorite?
It was honey. Well, no, the one that I had most often was Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah,
as a young boy.
We had
Lucky Charms
in our
Golden Grahams.
When you get that marshmallow,
we had Honey Nut Cheerios, which I loved. My dad always had Grape Nuts, and
I hate Grape Nuts.
It's so disgusting. You have to let it soak. You have to let it
from here on out. It's Grape Nuts.
Yeah, you have to let it soak for like 10 minutes in milk in order for it to be even edible because it's so hard on your teeth.
Soak.
And then
that's a long breakfast.
I used to get migraines from Cinnamon Toast Crunch because it was too sugary and like potent that it would like hurt my head somehow. I don't know why.
Yeah, so, and they're just like, eat it.
It's in my cerebellum.
Don't just
eat
stare
it, or
at
you
it.
Can't have breakfast, or you can't have dessert.
Bite it. But I want bite
some,
it off.
But I want some cookies. Let's talk about Bill Cosby and his work.
Yeah. Jesus
okay.
Fuck.
So all right. I saw
fuck
that
is
today.
Going on? What state is this? Pennsylvania.
It's declared a mistrial.
How?
50 hours of deliberating.
Because
how do you need 50 hours? This guy, this motherfucker wore sweaters in the 80s. Get out of here.
That means
you
he
wear
rapes.
Sweaters today.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not wearing sweaters.
I wear sweaters all the time.
I wear PFG, bro.
So apparently, like, the jury was deadlocked. They couldn't come to a decision. They told.
I mean, were they confused on if it was.
The high priestess that they couldn't come to a decision?
So he
missionary
joins.
Or standing reverse cowgirl?
Yeah. But so basically,
you know he's standing
but every single one of the jurors had to like stand
style,
up and like go on the record of saying like, I don't think this is going anywhere. We're deadlocked. Like we're not going to come to a decision.
So he joins OJ as another one is DJ Khaled.
Another
say.
One.
Just enjoy his,
there'll be a documentary. Jello
gelatins while he's blind, sitting in a corner. Talking to a goddamn mirror.
Well, the prosecutor made a
he's
statement.
He's murking himself.
The prosecutor made a statement. He's
watch
like,
him go home and just see everything. Like, he just kicks off those glasses. Well, he's like, hey, watch your step. There's a puddle.
So, like, OJ just stopped taking his arthritis meds. I'm like, what if this guy just stopped
miraculously, he also stopped looking for the killer.
He was looking at him on every
on
golf,
golf
course,
course
in America.
He's out here somewhere. Where's the other glove?
I will never stop. Running, okay?
In true Brian Kupper fashion.
That's me.
Nancy Pelosi tells Donald Trump to go to sleep.
Wow.
I saw
she
that.
Took my line.
So Nancy Pelosi's a listener.
Apparently.
Oh.
She's on that hot mic.
What's up, Nance?
All I got is
maybe you speak better in public. She ain't great.
Oh, shit.
She's a fan, okay? We can't talk about
she's
her.
Got palsy, okay?
No, she doesn't.
I'm just kidding.
Don't make me feel bad. Tiger Woods, let's go ahead and get this out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay, lots happened over the last little bit.
The bet looks pretty good, J-Bone.
For who?
So
for me.
Tiger Woods was asleep at the wheel in a parked car, and there's no doubt he was
he
just
also went
pilled
to
up.
Sleep.
He was not drinking.
Xanax, Percocet.
He blew a zero
cocktail.
On the yeah. I mean, he was.
It was just pills.
But you can get plenty fucked up on pills,
and he has been for many years now.
Yeah,
he thought he was coming from playing golf in Los Angeles,
but he was
in Florida.
He was, what? He was in
he
Florida.
He was thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
But no, he thought he was in Los Angeles.
Yes,
wow. He was driving back
when he
from
was
Los
being
Angeles.
Interviewed by the police officer.
Did you see the footage of him doing the checks?
It's rough.
I'm kind of done with it now. Like,
it's really sad.
At this point, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm kind of just saying, all right, I kind of hope something good
happens. I just want him to have, like, a nice life. Like, I don't want him to spiral out of control over and over and over again. Like,
is there any doubt, though, and this has nothing to do with what's happened in the last couple of years, but Jack Nicklaus is the best golfer.
Oh, for sure, dude. Now there's no, like, there's no question, period.
The amount of top threes Nicklaus has in majors
is like it already 60 like, something.
It like doubles what Tiger Woods had.
Yeah, dude.
And that's when Nicklaus had like a family and everything else.
Totally.
And was a complete gentleman, apparently.
Gentleman caller.
What a missionary.
Slut. The Waffle House waitress in Jacksonville.
Is that a thing?
Probably. Yeah, Tiger probably hit that up. Yeah. Shit.
That was his tournament. Of white bottles. Yeah. Paul Azinger, Captain America himself, says that some players think that Tiger Woods has a pain medication problem.
Well,
no shit.
All the players that go to the same Bible.
How many back surgeries do you need?
Four successful ones, Brian.
I mean, they've been very successful.
Don't all these people go like the same Bible study groups? How are they not trying to save Tiger Woods?
I don't think Tiger Woods has ever been in a Bible study group.
But how are they not
trying
to... Unless
he could soak him in semen.
That's what I'm saying. How are they trying not to like save him?
They have to be altar girls, not altar boys.
Damn,
girl.
About 17.
Damn, Gina. Recommend that as well, Martin. Holla at me.
Shenane. The Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight is set.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
We're watching this.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody fucking with my click.
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 I bought that album.
Click.
Ain't nobody messing Floyd with my motherfucking click.
When does Mayweather knock him out? If this is just normal boxing,
I don't even think I don't even think he'll knock him out.
He'll just do his normal dodge.
He'll draw it out and he'll hit him a few times.
Dodge, dive.
But McGregor won't touch him.
Dive, dodge.
If he's able to touch him, I would be surprised. It's going to be worse than the Pacquiao fight.
God, that was so boring.
That was, and that's the thing. Like,
that's what he does.
For like technical boxing fans, it wasn't boring because he's the greatest technical boxer there ever was. But for literally the rest of the country that bought that fight, it was boring as shit, which it is.
So boring.
Because that's how he fights.
Just want to see Ali.
$200.
I mean, and you can go back and watch the guys in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Like, they were.
I've watched some really awesome footage of Ali boxing from the like 70s.
Yeah, dude.
And my God, like, he was so fucking fast.
In
the 60s, like, he was shuffling his feet and like, yeah.
Dude. I love those pictures of him in the pool.
Do you know the story behind that?
No. He was in Miami, wasn't he? Before
so he evidently, he tried to talk himself up so he could actually get some sort of picture.
Right.
And they said, he was just like, yeah, come on over. You could see my workout. He had never done that workout, period.
Nah.
But he was like, yeah, just like, this is what I do all the time. So I box underwater.
He was just like shadow boxing down there. He looked like such a badass.
But that, I mean, he pretended like that was his workout and it wasn't. That's how they got him.
I need those pictures. I would frame that for sure.
Spank bank. Is that
maybe,
what you're
doing? Maybe.
So Mexico has surpassed Iraq and Afghanistan as the world's deadliest conflict zone.
What?
Syria is second.
Bummer.
When did this happen?
Like a month ago.
Today.
Right now. That's a little
breaking news.
That's a little scary. Like people vacation down there.
Yep. You know what?
If only Trump could build that wall.
Right.
Keep them all out there. That's where the terrorists are coming from.
There's a report that says that 25% of malls will be gone in 5 years. An estimated 8,600 stores will close this year alone.
It's where hooligans go to hang out.
That's wild.
Hand jobs in the back.
Amazon, though.
I hate malls, though. I hate malls.
Go to sleep malls.
They always have those fucking peddlers in like the middle section that
you
are
never
like,
want to make eye contact.
Peasants
that are like, try this lotion.
Trying to fix my watch.
Let me guess, cricket.
No, they're like, try to fix, like, here's this lotion and it'll make your hands.
Buy this
smooth.
Crystal cream. It's got crystals.
It's Dead Sea salts. And I'm like, don't touch my hands.
Yeah. Get away from me, bitch.
I want to go get a bra and
you can get it
out.
On Goop.
Yeah. No, I fucking hate malls. Did you
That's
hear?
Where the Applebee's and fucking BW3s are at.
Pretty much.
Applebee's, yeah.
Done.
Those could just be a pretty single much. I'm cool. Also, because you said Amazon as far as like taking over malls. Like you don't need to go to malls anymore.
They're taking over the
much,
grocery too.
Yeah, they were buying. They're in a deal to buy Whole Foods.
Can you believe it was that much money?
Dude, Whole Foods.
It was like 40% over the asking price.
I've heard they're also using it for a distribution as well.
Yeah, for sure. Whole Foods has their own stuff. It's
because
all
of the areas that they're in is... Mm-hmm.
People using Amazon would be around those places, you're saying. That's a genius thing to do.
Whole Foods is a Well, I think Whole Foods and Amazon, like corporate-wise, like those cultures also mesh very well together.
I like Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is $2 Chuck.
I've been in there. I've been in there a lot recently, and I like it. I like their flowers.
Trader Joe's mac and cheese, like the Trader Joe's brand of frozen mac and cheese,
give it to me.
Is the best mac and cheese.
She didn't even know about the Costco mac and cheese.
Holy shit!
It has green chilies in it. It's seriously delicious.
Yeah, she didn't know Costco. Seriously delicious. She didn't know Costco. No.
Did you see the shrimp cocktail in there?
Speaking of shit,
yeah, give it to me.
Ooh, all the shit.
Tom Cruise,
yeah, the
said
mummy.
There's going to be a Top Gun 2.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Mummy movie.
I heard it was dog shit too.
Boom.
And Fraser could not be happier.
Brendan Fraser, you can't replace him. Okay.
Yeah.
T. Cruise couldn't do it.
I much prefer those Mummy movies.
That's what I'm saying, Brendan.
But this
Fraser,
is the beginning of a whole universe.
Yeah, they're doing a whole universe.
The Monsters universe.
No.
Yeah. Because that's where the money's at.
It's unfortunate.
That's super dumb.
Is Tom Cruise just in charge of this universe? Is that how they're kind of
doing it?
No, I think...
Because I heard Johnny Depp's in this one. He's the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
This is like no one I want to see together in movies are in movies together.
It's cool because they fuck.
I don't want Johnny
each other.
Depp.
And you show it.
I honestly never want to watch a movie with Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise in it.
But he can hit a girl really well.
I mean... like, now then, Elon Musk is hitting it. No.
Doug Stanhope told me...
So Johnny Depp will beat
her.
He's
a good man.
So Johnny Depp will hit the women, and then Tom Cruise can just make them disappear forever.
Pretty much.
With our
to Jamie Foxx's
combined.
Arms. Hashtag Katie Holmes.
Dude, she's upgrade.
Ruined.
Upgrade.
Hashtag Dawson's Creek.
Upgrade.
She's having a great time compared to where she was before.
Good Lord.
She's living her life. She's making...
But she just can't talk about it.
Tom Cruise and John Travolta butt-fucking.
You know how much money Scientology had to like pay her to keep her fucking mouth shut?
Millions, I'm sure.
She's just... coasting.
Yeah,
she's
like,
I'm gonna have
shit.
A great life with me.
Plus,
right
they got divorced, and he, like, I'm sure he got a, or she got a ton of money out of that divorce for sure.
When, totally unrelated, when does Game of Thrones come on?
July.
Whoa, what's
hashtag
coming up?
Winter.
Yeah, dude, I think it's three more weeks.
Coming.
My dear Sansa.
Do you guys want to have Game
it was
of
only
Thrones?
You.
Do you guys want to have Game of Thrones watch parties?
Yeah.
I'm being serious. It's on Sundays, though, so you have to ditch your parents.
Oh, it's probably not going to happen.
Cool, Cup. You want to have Game of Thrones?
I mean, I'm going to watch. I will be watching it.
I mean.
I usually watch it with my brother Dylan.
Ooh.
Hashtag Dylan.
Hey.
Hashtag Game of Thrones. Holla.
Hashtag winter.
It was always you, Sansa.
I usually watch Game of Thrones and then I hop in the hot tub. It's a pretty good Sunday.
And screw.
To masturbate.
And Skrill. Sansa. Your sister. It was your mother, Sansa.
Littlefinger is creepy.
He is disgusting.
That's such a creepy name, too.
It's, he only uses his pinky,
Little
that's why.
Finger.
Really disgusting.
He I mean,
pinky's butthole.
His dick is probably the size of his pinky.
Not his dick. He's probably hanging mad dong.
That's what they call
what
him.
What makes little, you say
oh,
that?
Oh, so it's like a weird twist on yeah. Littlefinger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was living in a whorehouse, and he wasn't boning any of them.
Because he was into an underage that looked like the woman of his dreams. Yeah.
I'm going to wait for 10 years, and I'm going to bone you, Sansa.
After, spray her.
After you're
spray.
Raped by Ramsay.
Wait, what? You would give it to him?
No.
Egress.
Did you listen to what I said?
No, I did not hear what you said. I didn't hear what you said.
You said that he wants
you
to fuck Sansa, and then I said, but after he gives you to Ramsay Bolton to be raped.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
where are the dogs?
God. Who let the dogs out?
Who? Sansa. Your sister. Arya.
I hear all of them are going to get reunited, though. So Arya, Sansa,
they will all
John
be in Winterfell.
Snow, and the guy with the eyes.
And then they will literally
all
die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's coming.
I can't wait.
Along with Winter.
I'm going to cry.
But Tyrion will stand supreme.
Because he's a midget.
Speaking of supreme.
Okay,
can I have that
me.
Wine bottle that's in front of your computer?
Diana Ross.
Cup, your favorite, the Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay.
The fifth one with Gal Gadot?
That's
your favorite.
The worst movie I've ever seen.
Your favorite
isn't
one with Gal Gadot?
Oh, that's the same one that's the same as
oh, you mean the, lady
the 007 movie?
you mean MI3?
God, it's so bad. The Fast and Furious franchise will officially come out to a close at the end of Fast 10.
A climax, as it were?
Yeah, they're going to finally finish the series.
At 10?
At 10.
What number are we on now?
Oh, I mean, I hope they're at 11.
Seven.
I hope they're done. I hope they start taking them away.
7, I think.
10 movies? I heard that...
Give it a 10!
I heard The Rock and Statham were getting a spinoff.
A blowjob?
Where they're going to blow each other.
There's going to be a new John Wick TV series called The Continental.
No.
Wait, what?
There's
hashtag no.
They are doing a third John Wick, by the way.
Have you seen the second yet?
No, I still haven't.
Cup.
I know.
Cup. I mean, it was amazing.
I need to just bring
it's better
my,
than Fast Five. So you
I need
know
to bring
amazing.
My thumb drive over here and re-up I mean, on the movies that you bought legally.
Yeah, I was going to say you'll have to have my password, but sure, that'll be great
legally.
It's yeah, John Wick and then Keanu is on HBO.
Keanu.
So good.
I still need to see that too. What? I've only seen the one part.
That what? Part.
But I feel like I need to start.
You're watching these shitty movies.
I need to start
there.
With Get Out. That's where I need to start.
You're watching.
I cannot watch another movie. Until
Gracie
I watch
and
that.
Frank, or what? Frankie and Gracie, or whatever. And you're not
Grace
watching.
You know the name. Don't act like you don't.
Grace and Frank.
I'm sorry.
Jane Fonda is a total babe.
It's pronounced dog Ooh. Shit.
She is for her 70s.
That part.
That's just Botox, baby.
In her vagina or in her face?
Everywhere.
It smiles, whatever it is.
Wink at me, Jane. Let me get a rise out of you.
Just like old times, right, darling? Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah, darling.
Antonio Cromartie, he got his wife pregnant with the 14th oh child despite God. A vasectomy. How does that happen?
It's dude, amazing.
It's a lot.
Didn't he have like twins after a vasectomy too? Like,
yeah, it's yeah. crazy, dude.
Did the doctor not do his job?
I mean, he must have the most like virile sperm you can imagine.
Like
the most what?
Vira?
I thought yeah. you said virile. I thought Vilao. You said not.
I said it right.
Just like R. the rape grape.
Virile.
Yeah, the rape grape.
Rape what?
Grape nuts.
Who?
Grape
oh, nuts. Shit, you're right. I forgot about that. I tried to bury that in my memory.
Rape nuts are the best nuts.
You know it's an underrated movie?
Speaking of.
Wait, you Speaking said they're the best nuts?
I was kidding.
Are you not a nut girl?
Balls?
Yeah.
Are we talking about nuts? I love peanuts and
like
almonds.
Balls in general.
Balls are fine.
Okay.
I'm not putting fine. Them in my...
Well, I mean, I just like...
Daily appetite. Like, my meal plans, I'm not adding
I've been not
sap.
Eating those motherfuckers.
There you go.
Chomp them up.
Whoa!
That just sounds like practice.
Holy shit.
I play with balls.
Good for you.
But I don't do anything else with them. I don't want to.
Not in,
I feel like there's
not
only,
in the mouth.
There's only so much a girl can do with those.
Yeah. I haven't been with too many that love just like getting them in their mouth. It's more of a hand exercise.
Shout out Vicky for listening.
Oh my God. She doesn't listen to this. You need to cut that out. I just remembered we were on microphone. Hashtag who doesn't like their balls
so, this is actually a funny story and this gives you like a glimpse into my mind.
Give it to me.
Anytime I have like a pair of nuts in my hand.
Okay.
And like just like.
Like peanuts?
No, like nuts, like a ball sack.
Okay, got
and
you.
And I'm going.
No, say ball sack.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Nuts like a ball sack, you idiot.
And I'm and I'm doing like
the wave,
hand, like yeah, like the wave with my
right
hand,
on.
And I'm getting the balls ready.
Gotcha.
In my head, do you guys remember the movie She's All That?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
When he gets on stage at that weird theater show, and he's like, "Hacky sack, hacky sack," because balls to me remind me of a hack.
What's Jonathan's
that that's
balls
going
like?
Through your head?
So balls to
oh
me remind me of a hacky sack.
Okay.
And so like when I'm playing with it, the
like
only
two hacky sacks?
One, because it's all just fittable in one hand. It's
okay.
Like two.
Okay.
So one hand, but in my head
hand
for some reason.
Alone, this is a very disturbing conversation.
But in my head.
But more
for
power
some
to Jonathan.
Reason,
no doubt.
The stamina alone.
In my head, for some reason, I associate balls to a hacky sack.
Okay.
And then hacky sacks goes to She's All That because it's the only movie that's
so
ever
So now you're just thinking
about
Freddie Prinze Jr. And now
hacky
you cannot
sack.
Wait
like,
to get on top.
Hacky sack. And then it's the midgets where they're like, Do you know what I'm saying?
Where is this going?
So yeah, where how does
I don't know
what
the midgets
tie?
Are.
That's it. That's what
is this
brain.
What's going through your head?
Yes.
Holy
That is
shit.
The most non-sexual thing to go.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
The things, how bizarre.
Not just
how
a 90s bizarre. Classic.
Yeah. Who sings that?
Every morning there's a... Or no.
No. That was
how
Sugar
bizarre.
Ray.
How
bizarre.
Bizarre.
OMD.
Ding, 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 ding.
OMD is how bizarre.
I wake up in the morning. There's something in the something. Obviously, I know this song.
Please sing the rest.
In the hot, hot sun. That's the
Something, something.
Something, something. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
You're right.
But yeah, that was a glimpse into where my brain trails
wow.
to during things.
Well, that, I don't know.
Can honestly say that when I am having sex or
You're
getting ready.
I'm not rhyming
sack.
Words together to make movies. What's the best Pauly Shore quote?
You are special.
I know. It's not good. It doesn't shut
and
off.
And that's why we love you.
It's not great.
Speaking of special.
Hashtag
Dave Chappelle. Chappelle said, quote, I was the first guy on TV to say, give Trump a chance. I fucked up. Sorry.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Word. And then, I smoke rocks.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
He should have done it.
I feel strong.
A married woman has a 3-day affair at a hotel, gets pregnant, and is now suing the hotel.
What? Where is this?
Germany.
This is what Diana has to do with at work.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is why she's stressed out.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she spent 3 nights at a hotel sleeping with a man. 9 months later, she gave birth to a child. She's now suing the hotel for information on the father so that she can file for child support.
So she didn't know
him?
She
didn't know anything about
this
guy?
She never got the man's last name, and there were 4 guests named Michael who were staying at the hotel during the time that she was there.
Oh, my God.
What a whore.
This has now become a matter of privacy. Therefore, the woman filed a case against the Munich-based hotel chain to retrieve the information she wanted. The court rejected the woman's claim, saying that she was not entitled to the information, and then according to the court, the potential father's right to self-determination of his own information took precedence over the woman's right to child support and protecting her family.
Wow.
If you're going to raw dog a stranger in a hotel room
for 3 days.
3 days.
And I guarantee that was not just like a once a day, too. That was probably
for 3 days and not
sloppy.
Get a last name. That is absolutely on you.
Yeah.
I've asked for like a full name on like first dates.
I mean, you have time in between
fucking for 3 days and you're not having
to
any
have
conversation.
A conversation
at a hotel. Wouldn't
abort.
Even look at the ID.
Abort.
Was it worth it?
Abort.
That's what I would ask her.
We'll see what the baby does.
Don't have the baby.
Ooh, that just got grim.
Just don't do it.
That's a good question. Like, so it was, I mean, obviously she got pregnant and then she found out about it with like a month and a half, 2 months later, and now she's suing 9 months after when she has the baby?
I think she's been through lawsuits for a while trying to get the information. How they know that there were 4 Michaels staying at there at the same time, I don't know that.
Well, I mean, they would have the information of the people
right,
renting the room.
What are they going to tell her? I'm sorry, there were 4 Michaels here? You know what I mean? Like,
here's his penis. Does this look familiar?
His dick print from the sheets that are crusty?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Did you guys watch the Cavs? So what are your thoughts on the Cavs?
On the finals?
And, yeah, the Cavs. What the fuck? In the Bronze team. No, that is the Bronze
team.
That
is the Cavs.
And the Warriors.
So I loved it because all my clients are fucking in Oakland and they were not in the office.
They're all fucking
in
Oakland. Oh, nice.
And it was nice for me. I coasted. But I know a lot of people have very strong opinions. Like Rihanna fucking like went on the record to fucking dog the Warriors.
Yeah, she's a huge LeBron person.
Like, what did you guys? What did you guys read about it?
I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
The best team won.
I agree. I like the Kevin Durant one. Mm-hmm. It's a bummer for LeBron because he is so great, and that his record in the finals is so bad. But honestly, like, you can still say he's as good as Michael Jordan, in my opinion.
I was going to ask you that. So you do think he is?
I think he's
good?
As good.
But
I think it would take a Herculean effort for him to be better, in my opinion. I mean, and this takes into account that Michael Jordan will never play another basketball game again. Oh, and shit. It was a completely different form of basketball that they were playing almost 30 years ago.
I would argue.
I would say it is interesting watching them play like this kind of offense and the fact that a 7-footer really doesn't matter unless they can shoot. But LeBron is the greatest. He might be the greatest athlete ever next to Serena Williams. Like,
he is a freak.
He's perfect.
Serena
yeah.
Williams.
Well, that's another one. Like, I'd put them 1A, 1B. Like, I find them both to be the best.
Yeah.
And in that regard, I mean, there's nobody else like him. Like, he's his own basketball player. And the people that try to compare him to Michael Jordan, it's just difficult. But I do like the fact that Kevin Durant won. And I like the fact that the best team won. And I'm not going to, like, I don't like people that bitch and complain about it. It's not like they broke any rules.
No.
Like, they drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They drafted Draymond Green. Like, they drafted all these dudes.
And Green was from back in the day when we used to watch the fucking NCAA tournaments from Michigan State.
Lowell beat him. Yeah.
Yep, I mean,
he was a fucking beast.
He was a second rounder in his draft. Yeah. Like, a lot of people had a shot at that guy.
Yeah.
And in their system, he is amazing. Like, he fits perfectly. And I think they'll win. Honestly, they have the chance, if they keep them together, to win multiple.
What do we think? I know we're talking about athletes. What do we think about Michael Phelps trying to race a great white shark?
Was that real? I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, no, that's happening on Shark Week. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
How great would that
be
if he just gets torn up?
I feel like we need to see this.
They're in the same lane.
It's a bummer.
That is he came into my lane. He just like snatches his leg off.
He just punches him in the face.
Oh my God. I mean, he's not faster than a shark. I thought that they couldn't have sharks in captivity. Like, what kind of shark are we talking?
Oh, we're talking.
Is this in the open water? There's no way he wins.
It bums me out that that's like a real story. I thought it was a joke, and I was okay with it as a joke.
How much are they paying him to do this?
As a real thing, I'm not okay with
it. What is that, Discovery Channel?
During the championship game, they showed the first like official preview for the Black Panther Marvel movie.
That trailer was awesome.
I watched all the Easter eggs in the trailer.
Did you?
I did not watch all the Easter eggs. Did you enjoy the song? That was on the trailer.
It was good.
Run the Jewels. Fucking
was
great.
Was that Run the Jewels? So Brendan, this is all full circle. Brendan had me buy him a Run the Jewels shirt.
Big Dick Brendan.
When I was in a...
Hashtag Noy.
When I was at Golf...
BJ Love.
Galaxy.
What was it? Hangout Fest in the Gulf Shores.
Oh, so you saw them there?
Yeah. And I bought a t-shirt for Brendan and I had no idea who they were. I was like, oh, that's so great.
Classic. Is that what you... tweaked out on acid.
Yeah.
Shit yourself in the ocean.
She hung out in the ocean and for buried, about 10 hours.
Buried myself in some sand.
We dream of rain.
Shout out Sammy.
Song her the whole time.
That would be amazing.
Sun is in the sand.
Love you, Sammy.
There's a rose.
So that ties it into the very end of this podcast. We want to remind everyone to go to bawfeedback@gmail.com.
Hit us up on Insta.
Instagram.
Insta. I posted today.
What is it? Is it bawfeedback?
No, it's Bored at Work Podcast. Okay.
Bored at Work Podcast.
Bored at Work Podcast.
Casta.
Bored at Work Facebook page. Rate us because you are so stupid.
And you're sluts.
You're fucking dumb. Yeah. You're dumb. You're fucking dumb sluts.
You're dumb sluts.
Pretty much. And
but we still love you.
Give us a comment so Cup can keep on sending dick pics. He's been sending dick pics to everyone anyway.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Totally, totally. What about that Tinder profile we made?
Ooh, swipe it.
Ha-ha.
And for some odd reason, if you need to listen to Stitcher, Cupper is manning that.
It's run by like hamsters on wheels, right? Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah, the more...
It's actually hamsterdance.com.
Oh, yeah. Go to that one, too.
Was it Daddy Okay Daddy? Or
oh, no.
Go Daddy. Go Daddy.com. Oh,
no. If you want to watch Elf, it's on Netflix.
Bestiality.org.
Had to bring it back around.
Y'all are the worst.
Marshall.
I love doing this, by the way.
Ditto.
I miss doing this.
Ditto.
And I'm glad that we could talk to you guys.
Thanks for listening. Good night. Good luck
to our beautiful fans.
In Malibu.
Malibu.
Next to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.